under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith of God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that little light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep in.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show. It is Tuesday, November 14th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a great one lined up for you. We have a little computer malfunction this morning in the studio, but thanks to Devin Lawrence, our engineer, we were able to get it back up and running. All systems are a go. 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Tune in app, the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, Simple Radio, as well as the radio station's website, WCHY.us. Thank you, Devin. Greatly appreciate your help this morning. Got a very interesting meeting happening tonight in Sault Ste. Marie. Christopher Columbus Hall there in Sault Ste. Marie tonight. It is going to be Dr. Andrew Huff appearing in person for True North Patriots. If you'd like any information, get a hold of Melanie Greenfield. Melanie Greenfield can be texted. You can't call her right now. She told me that she is engaged in some things, getting ready for the meeting tonight and working and doing some other projects. Send a text message to 906-440-0483. That's Melanie Greenfield's phone number. Store that in your phone. Definitely, definitely want to attend this meeting tonight. It is going to be absolutely informative, engaging, lots of information that you want to know about. And we greatly appreciate her. She sent us the flyer, again, at the CC Hall. It's located at 201 Sheridan Drive in Sault Ste. Marie. Who is Dr. Andrew Huff? Well, he is a COVID whistleblower. He's written a book. As a matter of fact, he was on Newsmax this morning at 8:20. His website is andrewhuff.com, andrewhuff.com. The Bible study will start at 5:30 to 6. They're going to have a dinner from 6 to 6:30, and then the meeting will start at 6:30 this evening. Definitely, definitely worth the drive up to Sault Ste. Marie. And again, she wanted to make sure everybody understood that this was at the CC Hall, not at the American Legion or VFW post, I believe they normally have their meetings at. This is going to be at the CC Hall there in Sault Ste. Marie. Again, it's located at 201 Sheridan Drive. Kind of an interesting fellow. Of course, you guys met Andrew Hall here on our show last Friday. He was on in the third hour, the first half hour. If you go to our website, yourdefendingfathers.com, go to podcast, go down to 2023, November 10th, hour three, segment one. Hour three, segment one, you'll see the podcast there. You can click on it. Scroll down to the play button. There's three black dots on our podcast. When you click on those three black dots, you have the ability to copy the link or download the MP3 audio file. So that's what I recommend you do. Download it, listen to it anytime you want. You can also email it, forward it, copy the link. When you're on the podcast list, if you're on a computer, your phone, hover over Hour 3, Segment 1 from last Friday, November 10th, and copy the link address. If you copy it, then you're capable of forwarding it by email, text message, whatever you want to do on your cell phone. So, very interesting guy. Again, he's going to be in Sault Ste. Marie with the True North Patriots tonight. If you'd like this flyer, just text me Huff, H-U-F-F, or if you want T-N-P, either one, True North Patriots. Text me T-N-P or Huff, and I'll forward you the flyer. You'll be able to go and hear him speak in person. Super, super intelligent guy, unbelievable resume. He's written a book, and that's what he's doing on Newsmax this morning at 8:20. He's been on Fox News Channel. He's been all over the place. And he's a resident of the UP. So definitely get there tonight. Check it out. Again, text me Huff, H-U-F-F, or TNP, True North Patriots, and I'll send you the link. Lots of information for you today. We have a wrap-up of the end of the year because the legislators are out of session. Yes, today, the day before deer season, rifle season, they should be in Lansing going into session. Well, guess what? Lansing is a ghost town. Nobody is there. So this is going to be a very interesting period as the 90-day clock starts ticking. Why? Because all of the bills that were passed in the Democrat-controlled House, Democrat-controlled Senate, sent to the governor for signing, becoming law, many of these bills, laws, did not get immediate effect from the state senators. 38 state senators. 20 are Democrats, 18 Republicans. After a bill passes in the Senate, they open up the tally board, folks, for immediate effect. Immediate effect means exactly that. The bill, when signed by the governor, becoming a law, goes into immediate effect right now. But that takes a separate vote of immediate effect and requires 26 of the 38 state senators to vote for it. And they actually put a tally board up. They turn the board back on and you got to vote yes or no for immediate effect. Well, if they don't get six Republican state senators to vote for immediate effect, it doesn't happen. If it doesn't happen, the bill, once signed by the governor, becoming a law, doesn't go into effect until 90 days after the legislative session in which it's passed ends. That's why you've heard the term sign die, S-I-N-E-D-I-E. Well, guess what? Sign die is in effect as of today. Very, very interesting tactics having to be used in Lansing now. Why? Because they are tied 54 to 54 in the state house. As I've been predicting for months, telling you guys about it, special elections were held last Tuesday, a week ago today. In that election on November 7th, Warren, Michigan in Macomb County elected its first female mayor in the history of that city. Third largest city in the state of Michigan. Well, guess what? Lori Stone was also a Democrat state representative from that district, as well as Kevin Coleman, state representative Democrat from Westland, Michigan. There in Westland, they had been operating without a mayor because the previous mayor resigned in disgrace. Had some scandals going, resigned. They didn't have a mayor. So as a result, the election was Tuesday. The Board of Canvassers certified the election on Thursday. Thursday afternoon, Kevin Coleman, this past Thursday, resigned as state representative. Was sworn in as the mayor and is working in the mayor's office this morning as we speak. Well, guess what? It's now no longer 56 Democrat state representatives to 54 Republicans. It's tied. It's 54-54. So what is sign die? Well, the House and Senate's Democratic majorities decided to adjourn before Thanksgiving for the first time in 55 years. setting the ceremonial sign-die session for today, Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. Ahead of the date, House Republicans have proposed several different measures they believe to be better alternatives. Well, we're going to talk about some of these better alternatives. Republicans laying out a proposal and getting Democrats' response. One of the proposals introduced last Thursday said it respects reality and would transition Michigan from a full-time legislature to a part-time legislature. Interesting. Very, very interesting proposal. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it. And thank you, Devin Lawrence, for getting us back up and running this morning. Bottom of the hour, news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan.